Okay, today's Gita Jayanti Day, and it's being broadcast, and it's going to be available on the podcast. So for those devotees who weren't able to fly in for Gita Jayanti, then I hope you can see it over there and relish the nectar of Krishna's own words. Today, Braja Kumar Prabhu asks, in your short initiation talk on Radhasami, you mentioned that chanting Nambas gives only a shadow of the spiritual world, which is the material existence. This brings to mind the question of Guru Kripa. Srila Prabhupada consistently quoted 4.9, Janma Karma Chudevidvam Evam Jyobeti Tatvata. He said that if you simply can understand what is Krishna and what is your relationship with Krishna, that is sufficient to take you back home, back to Godhead. That is sufficient. Please, could you comment on this? Often on these questions, devotees bring up what they see as being two opposing statements and they want a resolution. Now, before answering this question, I'm going to suggest that when you see two opposing statements, rather than accept them that they're opposing just because that's what our conditioned minds tell us, we should start off by actually trying to resolve them. In other words, there's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. So people put up two different theses, and then there's an antithesis, there's an opposite argument, or there's someone gives one argument, then we hear another argument, and now let's find the synthesis. So devotees should try to find the synthesis, and the basis of the synthesis is that in this example, for instance, the statement that Namabhas will not take you to the spiritual world, it will not take you back home, back to Godhead, is a scriptural statement. And Krishna Janma Karma Chamidivyam is also a scriptural statement. We need to chant purely if we want to attain spontaneous devotional service, go back, go to Goloka. So how are the two resolved then? What is the synthesis of these statements? So we should look for that because sort of the implication here is that Braja Kumar is saying is Janma Karma Chudevivyam. Well, it's quoting Prabhupada, if you simply understand what is Krishna and what is your relationship with Krishna, that is sufficient. But what does simply understand mean? Does that mean that you just have some minimal mental understanding? Okay, Krishna is God, and I'm God's servant, and that's enough. And, you know, as long as you pronounce those words and have some kind of theoretical understanding of it with your mind, then that's it. No. And then when you look at the verse itself, what does the word tatvata mean? So Krishna doesn't say just minimally understand, just have some kind of mental conception. He doesn't say you don't need to have any type of realization, but he says tatvataha. Tatvata means in truth. So in truth means for what they are. It means that there has to be realization here. It means that there has to be just a little more than just a mental image. It means that everything else that comes along with Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's other statements are also there. Why is Prabhupada writing so many books? Does he have to write so many books just in order to convince you that Krishna is God and you're Krishna's servant? Generally, people even get a small paperback book and they get convinced enough about that in order to join Krishna consciousness. So why don't we just have one book that we distribute, One Perfection of Yoga or something like that, and that's enough. Because tatvata implies that it's not just some kind of appreciation of Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities that we need to do, but it's an appreciation that's based on Chetudarpana Marjana, on the cleansing of the heart. You have to actually cleanse your heart. You have to fix your mind with transcendental knowledge so that you don't engage in illicit activities. You have to purify the heart by chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotees, worshipping deities. You have to not just read books, but engage in so many different types of activities. And then when the heart actually reaches a certain stage of purity, where we're not committing actually offenses and we're chanting purely, when we're not chanting offensively, when we're not chanting even at the clearing stage, but we're coming to the stage of offenseless chanting, completely free from offense, then we get to the stage of tatvataha. Otherwise, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying Chaito Darpana Marjana? He says that you have to purify your heart. So all of these statements really contribute to what this whole concept of tatvata is. When Srila Prabhupada is making a statement, you simply understand what is Krishna. So what does it mean to understand Krishna? He didn't say it's a qualitative statement that you have to qualify and see in the perspective of everything else. And when we see a whole library of books that Prabhupada gave us, obviously it doesn't just mean reading that one small book that may have convinced us that we should become devotees. It means a little more. It means not only the knowledge, but then it means putting all that vast amount of knowledge also into practical application. And that's when you can expect janma karma charyavya mevam jovati tatvatha chaktva deham punar janma naiti mam iti svajana. That's when you can expect to go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, the idea that minimum, you know, we just put in the minimum effort and we're going to get an ultimate reward, it's cheating. It's a form of cheating. It's like trying to buy a diamond with a couple of coins. Why do you think that you should be able to buy a diamond with a couple of coins? So you need to spend millions and millions of dollars and pounds, euros, in order to buy a diamond. So when Srila Prabhupada, in his very sort of magnanimous statement here, says you simply doesn't mean you give the least. It means you give everything that you got. You want the diamond, then you sell your house, you sell your car, you sell your dog, you sell your clothes, you sell your shoes, and then you walk into the diamond merchant and you show them that you sold everything that you have. Now you still may be short. You still may be short what the real price of the diamond is. But the merchant sees this man is, he sold everything. He really, really wants it. It's not that he's just coming in with some loose change from his pocket. He's willing to give everything for it. So he says, all right, then I'll cut my profit and give it to him at a discount price. So Prabhupada says simply, and Krishna says tatvataha. So simply means, all right, you do your best. You study the books, you chant Hare Krishna, you associate nicely with Vaishnavas, you practice Krishna consciousness seriously, you surrender to the process, just like it says. And what is your relation with Krishna? What is your relation with Krishna? Does that mean I just repeat, I'm Krishna's servant and I don't do service? Or what level of service do I do? And how much austerity do I perform? And how much sacrifice do I do? And what is it that I'm doing for Krishna? And what's the motivation that I do with these things with Krishna? Prabhupada explains it in his books. It's not a mystery. What's he talking about if it just happens sort of automatically, just any old way? I repeat it. No, we give our all in all. And if our all in all is not enough, then we can trust in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Then you can expect it. Because Krishna has seen this person all throughout his life. He's done the best that he can, and he's stuck not only to the minimum standards, but he's tried to do more and more. I would take that into consideration. So that's what it means simply. So minimum means the maximum that you can do. It may not be the maximum by the standard of Srimad Bhagavatam, but if it's the maximum that you can do, if it's really quality, and if it meets the basic criterion, then one can certainly expect mercy from Krishna. But that's how things go. Just like, for instance, when Srila Prabhupada says, chant 16 rounds, follow regulative principles, you go back to God. Does that mean just chant 16 rounds any old way? But Srimad Bhagavatam says, yarasmasharam vidaya bhateidam. So it's a statement, but we should be able to unpack the statement, recognize what its content is, And the perspective of that content is so many other things that have been said. So that's what it means, resolving apparent contradictions. That best we start off not seeing that this is a contradiction. We should just start off by seeing that actually, yes, these things actually are a synthesis. Now I should look for the synthesis of these two statements. And when we do that, then that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita says, siddhante bolyo chitti nakara alas, is this concept of manana, is that you're absorbed in thinking and trying to make resolutions for things, because you can't ask the question of how to resolve everything in life. One has to learn how to do those things themselves. Otherwise, it's too slow. One has to make all kinds of decisions on a daily basis in life where you resolve so many of these things. That's it. I've got to get ready for Gita Jayanti. Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna Ki Jaya.